We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning again from the top of the Amud. We learned from a pasuk that you cannot learn with two talmidim about Ma'aseh Bereishis. Why not? Because it says Kishal No Liyomim Rishonim, that a yachid can be shoyel, a yachid can ask, and not two people. And then the Gemara says, maybe you're allowed to ask about something that happened before Nivra Olam. So it says, no, Lumina Yoyim Ashabar Alikim Odom Ala Oretz. Then it says, maybe you could ask, Mala Maila Mala Mato Mala Fim Ala Achor, like what was before the world? So it says, no, Lemakseya Shemayim Vakseya Shemayim, you're only allowed to ask what's inside the Mechitzas Hashemayim. So the Gemara asks, once we know, you only can ask what's in the Mechitzas Hashemayim, so obviously we know you can't ask for something that was before the world was created, because that's out of the Mechitzas. That's the Gemara's question. Hashanaf Gulon Lay Milikseya Mashemayim Vakseya Shemayim. Now we learn from Mekseya Shemayim Adikseya Shemayim that you only could ask about something that's in the Mechitzas Hashemayim. Limit Hayyim Ashabara Lakim Odom Allah Oris Lomli. Why do you need the pasuk that teaches us that you only let to ask about the creation of the world after the creation of the world, not from before that? What do you need this pasuk for? We already said anything that's in the Mechitzas Hashemayim. So my answer is, we need this pasuk to teach us this memra of Rav Elazar. Because Rav Elazar, don't Rav Elazar, Odom Harishoyin min ha'aretz ad ha'rekia. Odom Harishoyin was as tall as from the ground until the sky, which is a 500-year trip, like Tosfos speaks out from the Gemara later on. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, l'min ha'yoyim ha'shebaru alakim Odom ala aretz, v'l'mekseh ha'shemayim. So it says, min ha'aretz v'l'mekseh ha'shemayim, as the pasuk says. You see, Odom Harishoyin was from the ground until the sky. V'kivin shesarach, when Adam Rishon did the chait of the Eitz Hadas, haniach Kadosh Baruch Hu yado alav, umiyutui, Kadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on him and made him smaller. And the girsa and the bachis, and he made him 100 amas tall. Shenamah says in the pasuk, ochor v'kedem sartoni v'tosho salai kapecha, which Rashi explains, ochor v'kedem sartoni means that two times he was created. First, he was created very tall, and then the second time, shorter. That's ochor v'kedem sartoni. Omer v'yudam rab, Odom Harishoyin m'soifay l'ma'adzat soifay. He was from the one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's how tall he was. From one side of the world to the other side of the world. When he was lying down, like Rashi says, k'shoyu sheichev, when he was lying down, he'roshu l'mizrach v'ragl l'marav. His head was to the east, and his feet were to the west. He's that size. Shnei ma'alim m'na'olam ha'shabar l'kim adol ha'aretz m'kseh ha'shmayim v'kseh ha'shmayim. Says m'kseh ha'shmayim v'kseh ha'shmayim. That's how tall he was when he was lying down. When he did his Aveira, Kodesh Baruch Hu put his hand on him. He made him smaller. The one hand says he was tall from the ground to the sky. And the other pasuk says he was from one side of the world to the other side of the world. And the Gemara, it's all one shear. That's how tall Adam Rishon was. From the floor, from the ground until the sky. And from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's the same exact shear. Now what exactly does this mean? He was as tall from the ground to the sky. It's hard to learn in Kipshutai. So in the Farshim, there's two main shot in the Farshim. One shot is that it means that his seichel, his brain power, was like, he understood the entire Bria, the entire world, from one side of the world to the other side of the world, from the floor to the sky, everything, he understood everything. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's one shot. The other shot means that he was like a small world. All the miles of the world were all in him, and he was like Kielu, the whole world. But either way, it's hard to understand exactly, but Adam Rishon was the most perfect human being ever created and never will be created. Zog the Gemara, Vom Rav Yudom Rav, Asar Advam Nivru B'yayim Rishon. There were 10 things that were Nivru on the first day of Briyas Olam. Elohein, Shemayim Va'aretz, the sky, and the Aretz, the land, Toyu v'voyu, which we'll see what that means soon. Or v'choshech, light and darkness. The Meritz Chiyas and others bring a raya from here that choshech is a creation. Sometimes you learn choshech is just take away the light, it's dark. No light, it's dark. No, they bring a raya from here that choshech is actually a creation. Ruach v'mayim, wind and water. Midas yoyim is laila, and the 24-hour day also was created the first day of creation. And the Gemara brings raya from Sukkim to all 10 things. Shemayim v'aretz tichsev b'reishis bara lekim es ha'shemayim v'sa'aretz. So you see, the first day, the shemayim v'aretz were already created. Soyu v'vayu tichsev v'aretz es soyu v'vayu. Or v'choshech, because it says Chayshach l'chsev Chayshach pnei saim, or it's dark pnei saim, or the chsev Vayomer l'kim yehi or ruach umayim. The chsev ruach l'kim rachefas pnei mayim. So you see, you had the ruach, and you had the mayim. Midas yom is lila. The chsev says v'yehar v'yevaker yom echad v'yera v'yevaker. There was evening, there was day. Yom echad. So you see, you had night and day already. Even the first day of creation. These are 10 things that were created on the first day. Tano, Untan, Abraisa. What is Toyu Vavayu? Toyu is Kav Yorik. It's a green line. Shemakav as Koloyam Kuloy. That surrounds the entire world. Shemendu Yotza Choshech. And out of that green line comes the darkness. Shenema Yoshes Choshech Sisre Sivivaisav. And we learn from Loshes Sivivaisav, like Toyu speaks out, that this is that there's a green line surrounding us, and that's the green line of Tayu. Bayu, Elo Avonim Amfalamas, that's these damp stones, Hamashukoyis B'tahoyim, that's in the ground, deep in the ground, Shemehem Yetzimayim, that out of these stones come the water. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, V'nota Aleha Kav Soyu V'Avni Vayu. So you see from this Pasuk, both ideas. There's something, the Kav Soyu, which is the green line, the Avni Bayu, and the stones of Bayu. You're telling me now that the light was created the first day. It says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Vayiten Oysam Elikim Verikia Shemayim, Vachsiv Vahir Vahir Ravi. We know that on the fourth day of creation, it says that Hashem created the sun, the moon, the stars, and it says that was the fourth day. So what's going on? Was it created on the first day or the fourth day? When was the light created? The more answers, the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, he could see with this light from one side of the world to the other side of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that in the future there are going to be dayrais that are Rishayim. He didn't want them to be able to use this light. He saw that their ma'isim were not good ma'isim. Omad v'gonzu mehem. He hid it from them. Shnei ma'avi yimnam v'risham ayram ulmi gonzu. Who did he hide it for? L'tzadikim la'asad lavay. For tzadikim la'asad lavay. This is called the Or HaGonos. Shnei ma'avi yara l'kim es or kitoyv. Hashem saw that the Or is it's good kitoyv. Ve'ein toyv el tzadik. Shnei ma'im ul tzadik kitoyv. It says by tzadik kitoyv. Kivin chiro Or shigonzu l'tzadikim. When the Or saw it, they were being put away for the tzadikim. The Or themselves, samach. The Or was happy because, like the Mishnah Sharam says, that any creation that is used by tzaddikim, it's mis'aleh, it's better. That's why the rocks were fighting to put the Yaakov's Ravinu's head on it. Because any creation that gets a yid or tzaddik uses them for the avodas Hashem, they get mis'aleh. So they were happy to Ar. Shnema Ar tzaddik mismach, the Ar tzaddikim were happy. Now, we see from here, something called Ar HaGonos. The first few days of creation, the Ar used was the Ar HaGonos, which is even one side of the world, the other side of the world. So when are we going to have this Ar HaGonos back? L'Asad Lavi. So a lot of the Svarim HaKadoshim learn that L'Asad Lavi means, or Tzadikim L'Asad Lavi means, the Tzadikim that were the future generations. Because anyone that learns Torah, through the Torah, he could get the Ar HaGonos. That's the way we could tap into the Ar HaGonos. That's what it says. Certain tzaddikim could see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. The Chayzim, Lablin, other tzaddikim. How do they do it? Through the Ar HaGonos. Through the Torah. If someone learns Torah, he can reach the levels of Ar HaGonos. And they say all the Torah through that. They know Yotzev Iris next to Havas Olam for that reason. Different Torah, they say, to explain this idea of Ar HaGonos. The light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created B'yom Rishon, a person can see with it from one side of the world to the other side of the world. So Rabbi Yaakov says, like we answered, the Stira, that the answer is that one is the Or Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rishon, and the fourth day was regular, the sun and the moon and the stars. And Chacham say, no, the He-Ar of the first day of creation was the moon and the stars. But it wasn't hung into the sky until the Yom Ravi. So, Heinenim Arish and Nibra B'Yom Rishim, like Nitluad Yom Ravi. It wasn't hung in the sky until the fourth day of creation. The world was created with 10 things. And some of the Svarim say this is like a analogy to the, or a remez to the 10 Sviris. There's something called the 10 Sviris, Kabbalistic ideas. So these are Sarad Ram Nidva Elam, Bechachma, Besvuna, Vadas, which is usually the abbreviation for Chabad, Chachma Bina Vadas, which is Chachma, Tvuna, Das. Chachma is knowledge, Tvuna is understanding something out of knowledge, Mevin Dov Dov. From the knowledge, you understand something else. Uvadas, Rashi says Yishuv, sometimes attached Das Ruach HaKadosh. Ubekayach, and with strength of a Ga'ara, and with a scream, Ubegvura, and with strength. Also, Gvura is also like a mighty. With Tzedek v'mishpat v'chesed rachman, and also with Tzedek and v'mishpat v'chesed rachman. The Gemara brings a rachman sukkim. V'chachma v'svuna v'chsiv v'sendz v'pasik Hashem v'chachma yosod aretz koinen shmai v'svuna. Hashem created the world with chachma, and He created the skies with svuna. B'das t'chsiv b'daitoy t'hoimais nivku'u. B'daitoy v'das t'hoimais nivku'u. B'koyach gvura t'chsiv mechin harim b'koychoy. He prepares the mountains with koyach neza b'gvura. He girds them with gvura. See also gvura. B'ka'ara with a geshrai, with screaming t'chsiv. Amud ha'shmayim yiroi fafu. V'yismu migarasay. The pillars of the world, of the sky, were weak, and Hashem strengthened them with a scream. But tzedek u'mishpat k'siv, tzedek u'mishpat b'chayin k'sachom, b'chesav rachman d'ch'siv, z'chor hachamecha Hashem v'chasdecho, ki me'oilom heima. Ki me'oilom heima, so you see, it was always there, the rachamim and v'chasdecho. Zog to Gemara Vaita, v'om rav yudam rav, b'shah shabara ha'kosh baruch les ha'oilom, when Hashem created the world, he'marchiv v'hoilich, k'shtei p'kiyos shal shesi. That the world, the sky and the earth were like attached together, like two balls of yarn, or balls of warp, I think it is, the chassis. So it was like two balls of this threads. And he separated them, and as he separated the world from the earth from the sky, and then it was going, it was separating, because it's like two balls of thread. After God, by God's baruch Hu, told Hashem, screamed, v'amidu, and he stopped it. And it stopped, and it got like a lashon tamia, and was from a lashon of like being scared or wondering. It stopped from a garasa, from Hashem's scream. Why is Hashem called Shakai? I'm going to tell the world enough. Stop, enough. So I think we're right. Omer Ashlokish. When Hashem created the ocean, it was widening and going. Until Hashem screamed and it dried up. Like it says in the pasuk, that goyer bayom vayibeshayu v'chol naharos hecheriv. The pasuk says that Hashem dried up the water through his ga'ara, from his scream, because if not, they would have kept it going and completely flooded the whole entire world. What was created first, the Shemayim or the Aretz? Torah Barim. First, the sky was created, and then the earth. And afterwards, the land. Shemayim, it says in the Pasuk, V'reishis bar alakim, es ha-shemayim v'es ha-aretz. What was first, the Shemayim? Shemayim es ha-aretz, that's first Shemayim. How do you know Shemayim is called Aliyah? Habayna b'Shemayim Alayisa. You see, it's called Aliyah. Agudas El Eretz Yisada, and he created his gathering of creations on the Eretz. But you see that the Shemayim is called Aliyisa. Zok Beis Hillel. Obviously, you don't build the second floor before the first floor. B'Shemayim is handed back. Omlem B'Shemayim Beis Hillel. L'Devreichem Ata Oisa Shraf Raf Acha Oisa Kisei. You make the footstool before the chair. She never said the pasuk. Koyim Hashem, Hashemayim kisi. The sky is my chair, va'aretz adem ragloi, and the land is my footstool. So I'm telling this way. So each other telling each way. V'chom moimrim zev zek ka'achas nevra'u. V'chom say a pshara that they are both created at the same time. She never af yodi yost aretz v'yemini tavchas shemayim. Kairani Aleim Yamdu Yachtov. These words, Yamdu Yachtov, means Hashem called them and they were created at one time. They came into the world at one time. V'idach, what does Hashem still do with Yachtov? My Yachtov. The Loim Mishtafi Ma Dadi. That they don't they didn't separate from each other. They're tied to each other. Remember before, it's like two balls of thread. So Yam Yachtov means that they don't separate from each other. Great Gemara, Koshu Kroy Adadi. The Pesukim are still the Ma'aseh. One says Breis Shvayim, Es Shvayim Es Aretz. Shvayim first. Opa says B'yei Ma'aseh Hashem Elikim Eretz V'Shemayim. So the Mashal learns this Kash is Dafka on Beis Shammai. On Beis Hillel it's not Shver Zok the Mashal. Why? Because really Eretz is created first. But Reish is Bar Elikim Es Shvayim Es Aretz. Not saying the order of creation. It's saying beginning of creation when the Shvayim Aretz is there. V'Aretz Es Shoyim V'Voy. Like Rashi says in Chumash. This question is only a question on Beis Shammai. Koshu Kroy Adadi. Am Rosh Lakish. Kishanivru, when Hashem made the creation, Baro Shemayim, Vachach Aretz. First he created the Shemayim, then the Aretz. Ukshinoto, when he put it out, not the Aretz, Vachach Aretz Shemayim. That's the answer to the Stira. Then he's going, Fibbe Shemayim, like Masha says. My Shemayim, what does the word Shemayim mean? Omrav Yosi, Vachachinino, Shesham Mayim. That is where Mayim is. We know there's Mayim El Yoinim and Mayim El Tachtoinim. Shesham Mayim, that's what the Mayim is. That's what water is. Mesita Tana, Eish Umayim, that the Rakia, the Shemayim, the sky, is created from fire and water. Malam and Shavin Kosh Baruch Hu, Kosh Baruch Hu took these two opposites, the Tarfim and Zabzeh, mixed them together, but also made Rakia, made the Rakia. So, the Gemara Vaita, Shah Rabbi Shmuel Shah Rakiva, Kshayim Halk Madarach. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Kiva when they were walking on the road, Amalai, Atta Shishmat as Nochem Esh Gamzu, Chof Beis Shana, you learned by Nochem Esh Gamzu for 22 years. So the Torah is called Esim Shemitayra. Nochem Esh Gamzu would darshan all the Esim, Es this, Es that, we darshan that. So what are you darshan from Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz? Ma'i Yedarish Bem. What are you darshan from Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz? Omalei, Ilu Nem HaShemayim V'Aretz, Merkivei answered that Nochem Esh Gamzu said, that if it would say Shemayim V'Aretz, Yisi Oimer, Shemayim Shemayim Kosh Baruch Hu. You would have said, you read it like this, but you say, Bereishis Baruch Alekim, Shemayim V'Aretz, sounds like that's the name of the God. Bereshit Bara Lekim Shemayim Varetz. Lekim Shemayim Varetz. All type of gods. Hizayim Shemayim 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 Baruch. It's all made in the name of Karish Baruch. Shemayim Varetz. Achshem Es Shemayim Es Aretz. Shemayim Shemayim Mamish. Eretz Eretz Mamish. I mean Shemayim Shemayim and Eretz Eretz. So Es Aretz. So now we know why you need Es Shemayim to say it's not Hashem's name. Once you say Es Shemayim, we know Aretz doesn't mean Hashem's name. Es Aretz Lamli. Lahakdim Shemayim Varetz. It says Shemayim comes before Aretz. That's what he said. So it comes out, who's that like? That's like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. So what does Beis Hillel do with Es Shemayim Es Aretz? So, come to Rashi Yechumash and tells us over a Medrash. Rashi Yechumash, Tosfos brings down over here, says, Es Shemayim teaches us, the rabbis told us, say him, and Es Aretz, the rabbis told us, say him, that the toldus of it, that's what's coming to tell us. Like the Shemayim, Es Shemayim, and all the toldus of Shemayim, that's what the S is coming to tell us according to Beis Hillel.